And
second.
Based upon these.
Sorry, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I'm sorry. We'll finish it.
Based on getting the easement.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next two, three roads are all in the same area. If you could pull up Wolf Trail Drive video. This one here was the one that we had to get platted to the public, and working with a developer in that, it is now platted to the public, and it's the main road coming in.
It looks like a good road. I see you got 7,500 to 10,000 to.
Yeah, it's got very minimal work that needs to be done on it. I think since the video, there's been even more homes put in.
Is this off of the Victor Church Road?
Fruit Farm.
It's off Fruit Farm. Do they need anything? Is that going to be taken out then?
Yeah, it's.
How wide is that road?
Well, it's got a 50-foot right of way and it's 24-foot surface.
You've got the steepest grade at 8%.
On that one, yes. And then a turnaround right here.
Can you pull that up on Beacon, please? Pull it up on Beacon. I don't know what happened. Is that the one that goes in and out of private, not private, private, not private?
No. It comes off of the end of Fruit Farm at our, where our turnaround is, and goes straight off of it down into what you just looked at. It does go, it was showing private last time I showed you, and since then working with a couple developers, they got that platted public.
Am I reading that right? That road is 0.46 tenths of a mile.
Yes.
Can you zoom out, please? Can you zoom out, please? Just roll the thing out. Is that the one that did it used to have? That was the initial problem with it? Okay.
Yes. At the very beginning of it.
Who originally built the road? Developer, whatnot.
No,
obviously, because it's not our road.
I don't. click on some of the properties back. You click on below that road as you come in, I'm pretty sure that it's part of Big Cedar. Right in there.
I was thinking it was, so they plat some of that public? Because that's where it was blocked off.
Yes. Yeah.
So is that just not reflected yet on Beacon?
No, probably not. Turn your parcel lines on. And the roads and legal.
Do you have any idea when they filed that plan?
No, not without looking it back up.
Yeah, I'm just surprised that it's not. Pardon?
10 years or more that it's been developed.
Well, I mean, did they file to make it a public road? Part of it was private, right?
Well, that's how it was last time I brought it to you all.
That was April of last year.
Yeah, working with
Big Cedar
and the other developer and their attorneys working back and forth. They got it all correct. I will check and see to make sure if it is took in, that is 100% accurate.
Because I said last year's 2019 mm-hmm. that they were going to work on that.
Is the developer still the main landowner back there?
I'm not sure on that. I don't believe it is.
Was the question if the developer was the main landowner along that road? Was that the question? If we click on each one of those, it should tell. I can't see from here.
Where though? Where? Right here? No, but the problem wasn't there. The problem was getting to it, I thought.
From right here where our turnabout is, from that portion.
That's where the issue
down was. Down to where it changes over the wood trail. This portion right in here was the part that was not part of it. Or dedicated to the public.
So then would you go ahead and build the road and come through this guy's roundabout driveway?
Go down no, here we would end. We would end right back there at that turnaround area, right there.
This one here?
No, right there, on the upper side, right there.
That Hammerhead?
Yeah.
Sheila, are you seeing these?
I can't see.
So,
while we're on
these, these are all owned by the same. These three or four are owned by the same. I think some of these are owned, and then all of these are owned by the same. Different people, different groups. This is one individual. This is one individual. And this is all that individual.
Are there any homes there?
Looks like there's one home there. Devin, do you know if there's any homes in here?
No, and that's what I was getting at. On the Gray Wolf, my recommendation on it was going to be no because it's 18.7% grade leading down to Timberwolf, which my recommendation was going to be no. Because you can't get down to Timberwolf without going through Gray Wolf.
What about Trail Wolf Trail? How many houses are on that?
You can go to that video, Kathy. You should be able to.
But it, there's at least three.
Which one, Ben? Wolf Trail?
Timberwolf Road.
Are we on Timberwolf? What road are we on now?
Oh, the Timberwolf.
Okay.
It's off of the Wolf Trail and Gray Wolf.
You didn't even scare that guy walking along there.
Hey, Kat, if you could go to the Gray Wolf. This is